You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. And these days we're going through the Bible. We started in Genesis sometime late last year, and we're making an attempt to go through the entire scripture with this program. We take a few left turns now and then as directed by the Holy Spirit, as we did in the last hour. And if you missed the last hour, well, it's there in the archives, and I believe that you'll find that the Holy Spirit was all over us in the last hour. I was very moved by His Holy Spirit. Anyway, we're going to jump back into Numbers, and we're at chapter 23 and verse 1. And Balaam, now if we remember last time when Balaam's ass spoke to him, you know, we heard the story, but he had an ass that was usually took him wherever he wanted to go. But there was an angel with a sword, and the ass saw it, and Balaam did not until his eyes were open, and he beat the ass, and the ass spoke to him, and still he didn't get it. But Balaam was called on by the enemies of Israel to curse Israel. So Balaam was told once that not to go and not to curse people, because of course he went and he called on Yahuwah, because Balaam was a prophet. And the Heavenly Father warned him once, and then stood in his way, and then told him, and I believe that the Heavenly Father was angry with him because he didn't listen the first time, but he inquired again. The Heavenly Father told him to go, and then stopped him in the way and expressed his displeasure to him and told him again, go ahead, and you only speak what I say to Balak, the king that he was going to see. Now, Balak was a Moabitish king. And interesting, his name means waster. Okay, and Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. So, of course, now Balaam, the prophet, is speaking only. He's following now the instructions of Yahuwah, our Creator, in telling Balak what to do. And so Balak, he did as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go. Peradventure, Yahuwah will come to meet me, and whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. And he went to a high place. And God met Balaam, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. So he's pretty much saying to Yahuwah, I did what you said. And so Yahuwah put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak, and thus shall you speak. And he returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, had brought me from Aram, out of the mountain, out of the east, saying, come, curse me, Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom Yahuwah hath not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, what have you done to me? I took thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, you have blessed them altogether. And he answered and said, must I not take heed to speak that which Yahuwah hath put in my mouth? And Balak said unto him, come, I pray thee, with me unto another place, from whence thou mayst see them, and thou shalt see but the utmost part of them, and shall not see them all, and curse them from there. Like, Yahuwah is going to change his mind, right? But he thinks he's speaking to Balaam, like Balaam has some power of his own. Now, he is a prophet of Yahuwah. He cannot do anything. Even though he's not of Israel, you know, our Heavenly Father had his prophets and his priests in other lands, as we learn from here from Balaam. And also, he had a priest in Midian, the father, or the stepfather, I mean, not the stepfather, the father-in-law of Abraham, who is also called Jethro. Of course, we know that wasn't what he was called then. But anyway, so Balak says, come, let's go to another place. So he brought him into the field of Zophim to the top of Pisgah and built 7 altars and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said unto Balak, stand here by thy burnt offering while I meet yonder. And Yahuwah met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, go again unto Balak and say thus. And when he came unto him, he stood by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what hath Yahuwah spoken? And he took up his parable, and he said, rise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said? And shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken? And shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He hath not upheld, he hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. Yahuwah, his God, is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. And of course, I believe there the unicorn is only referring to a, what is it? Water buffalo creature with the one horn. A hippopotamus. Because they have great strength. They're built like an ox. I don't believe that the unicorn of the scripture is the mythical horse with a single horn. I just had to add that for people that might believe that this unicorn is a mythological creature. Because he hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion, and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat the prey and drink the blood of the slain. And Balak said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. Now he's afraid that he didn't get the curse he wanted, but he keeps blessing him more. But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, told not I thee, saying, all that Yahuwah speaketh, that I must do? And Balak said to Balaam, come, I pray thee, I will bring you to another place. Peradventure it will please God that you may curse me them from thence. Oh, we got to go through this again, huh? Talk about stubborn. And Balak brought Balaam to the top of Peor. Well, you didn't hear that because that's what a cough button is for. Okay, my throat got suddenly very dry. Okay, here we are. Numbers 23:28. And Balak brought Balaam unto the top of Peor that looked toward Jeshimon. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars and prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. Now we all know how this is going to turn out, don't we? Well, Balak just doesn't get it, but I'm sure he will. And when Balaam saw that it pleased Yahuwah to bless Israel, he went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling, but having his eyes open. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel! As the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as the trees of line aloes which Yahuwah hath planted, as cedar trees beside the waters, he shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God hath brought him forth out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones, and pierce them through with arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion, as a great lion, who shall stir him up. Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hands together. And Balak said unto Balaam, I called thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now flee thou to thy place. I thought to promote thee to great honor, but lo, Yahuwah hath kept thee back from honor. Oh, really, huh? And Balaam said unto Balak, Spoke I not also to thy messengers which thou sent unto me, saying, If Balak would give me this house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of Yahuwah to do either good or bad of mine own mind. But what Yahuwah saith, that will I speak. And now, behold, I go unto my people. Come, I will advertise thee what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said, which heard the words of God, and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance. And let's see, into a trance is added. Not sure that. Anyway, but having his eyes open, so he was seeing a vision with his eyes open. He shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the cities of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession, Seir shall also be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remaineth of the city. And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek, the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. And he looked upon the Kenites and took up his parable and said, Strong is thy dwelling place, and thou puttest thy nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenite shall be wasted until Ashur shall carry thee away captive. And he took up his parable and said, Alas, who shall live when God doeth this? And ships shall come from the coasts of Chittim, and shall afflict Ashur, and shall afflict Eber, and he also shall perish forever. And Balaam rose up, and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. Chapter 25 of Numbers. And Israel abode in Chittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bowed down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal-peor, and the anger of Yahuwah was kindled against Israel. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, Take all of the heads of the people, and hang them up before Yahuwah against the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahuwah may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, Slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal-peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent, and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly, so the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. Wow. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, hath turned away my wrath from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of the chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianitish woman that was slain was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur. He was the head over a people and a chief house in Midian. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. In chapter 26, And it came to pass after the plague that Yahuwah spoke unto Moses and unto Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, saying, Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upward throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, Take the sum of the people from 20 years old and upward, as Yahuwah commanded Moses, and the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Hanok, who came of the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they that were numbered among them was 43,730. And the sons of Eliab, sons of Eliab, Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. This is that Dathan and that Abiram, which were famous in the congregation, who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah when they strove against Yahuwah. Chapter 26 and verse 10. And the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed them all together with Korah, and that company died. What time the fire devoured the 250 men and they became a sign, notwithstanding the children of Korah died not. The sons of Simeon and their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, and Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, and Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of Simeon, 20,200. So anyway, I'm going to kind of race through this. And if you want to read all the names and the numbers of the names, you can go ahead. It's at Numbers 26. And I'm going to get down here to the total so that we don't have to go through all these numbers and run out of time today. They go through Manasseh and, let's see, Benjamin. And I believe that's pretty much it, because Benjamin would be the last. Or we have the Danites, too, who are the sons of Dan. And let's see. These are the families. Okay, these were the numbered children of the children of Israel. And we have a total number here at chapter 26, verse 51, was 600,000 and 1,730. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance, according to the number of names. So you have 600,000 people to take the land and divide it. These are the men from 20 years old and upward, able to go to war. So these would be the heads of the families, the heads of their tribes, basically, I guess, because these shall be divided for an inheritance. Well, I'm not going to read more into it. Let's just read on and see what the word has to say. To many you shall give the more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give the less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. So you're taking of the families, and you're dividing the inheritance between the tribes according to the number of men 20 years and upward able to go to war. And that's how they're dividing up, they're going to divide up the land. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. And these are they that were numbered of the Levites, their family. And now they're going to repeat everything again and all the names. And I guess that's why this book is called Numbers, because they're numbering. And of course they give all the numbers and all the names again. It says, and now we're talking about the Levites. It says that those were numbered among them, 23,000, all males from a month old and upward, were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These are they that were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. But among these there was not a man of them whom Moses and Aaron the priest numbered when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For Yahuwah had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. And there was not left a man of them, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. So we're drawing near to the time now when they're going to cross over, because of Moses. Moses isn't going over, but Caleb and Joshua, now 40 years later, and if they were young men then, we're looking at Joshua and Caleb at least in their 60s, crossing over and leading. So let's jump forward here to chapter 27. And we'll pick up in Numbers chapter 27 and verse 1 when we get back from these messages.